Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast. Brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
All right, so we've got Jeff on line four. He is looking for a second date update with a woman named Hannah. Hey, Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Not bad. Let's start from the beginning. How'd you meet Hannah, and how'd the first date go?
I met Hannah at a Christmas party for a company. She came as a plus one for another guy friend of mine. He's gay, so they're not a couple or anything, but he introduced us, and we hit it off immediately.
All right, so the guy is your coworker then?
Yeah.
And she was with him. Got it. All right.
But we ended up leaving the party together, and we had a great time.
Wow. Okay. And when you say great time, meaning like you went back to your place, great time, or you went
out? Well, she invited me back to her house, so we went, and, you know, honestly, I know it was probably a foregone conclusion, and alcohol was involved, but it was a good night. I had fun.
It sounds like it was kind of unexpected, and sometimes those are really fun nights when it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
And there's alcohol.
Yeah.
Spontaneity of it all.
Probably a little fast for my liking, but, you know, I didn't want to spoil anything in the future, so we just went with it.
That's cool. And then how did you two part ways? What was that like?
We went out to breakfast, and I left. I took an Uber back to work to get my car, and, you know, I've called her a couple times since, but I haven't heard anything back. I thought that there could have been some potential.
What about you guys? Any questions?
No, the fact that, you know, you then went out to breakfast after, you know,
An
evening. But, you know, that to me would be kind of, hey, he's still feeling this.
She wasn't in any hurry to get rid of you,
yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Now, have you talked to your coworker? Are you and him friends at work about this?
Yeah, I have mentioned it to him a couple times, and he's just been kind of elusive and not really sharing any of the details.
He's not getting involved anymore.
Yeah.
I've been in that position before where you're like, oh, God, I'm the one that hooked him up, and now I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then let's do this. We'll take a break here, Jeff, and when we come back, we'll call Hannah, see what we can get out of her, and hopefully get you a second date. If not, a solid explanation as Second Date Update continues next here at Cincinnati's Q102. Hang on.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, so Jeff met Hannah at a company Christmas party. She was there with a coworker of his. His coworker is gay, so she was sort of there as a plus one friend. Jeff, in the course of meeting Hannah, seemed to hit it off with her pretty instantly, to the point where they actually went home together, went back to her place where he did spend the night. Woke up the next morning, they went out and had breakfast together, so she wasn't in any hurry to kick him out, which I guess is a good sign. And he thought things were left pretty good with her, but since then, he's not been able to get back in touch with her. He's made a few calls, but no response. We're going to go ahead and call Hannah, if that's okay with you, Jeff. Anything else we need to add?
No.
All right, we're going to go ahead and call Hannah.
Until he's nervous.
For sure.
This is happening now.
Hi, can we speak to Hannah, please?
This is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking the call. We appreciate that. We were hoping that you'd be willing to come on and have a conversation with us about a mutual friend.
Sure.
Have you ever heard our show and the feature we do called Second Date Update?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I think I can guess what this is about.
Yeah. We're calling about the guy you met at the Christmas party, Jeff.
Yes, I remember.
Okay. I don't know. Jeff was under the impression that when you two said goodbye, you guys were good. You were in a good place. You were open to maybe getting together with him again, but I guess he's made a couple of attempts to get a hold of you and you haven't responded. Something changed?
Yeah. I mean, I did have a really great time with Jeff, but I found out that he's married and I'm pretty pissed that no one told me.
Oh.
What do you mean married? Like lives with her and stuff?
Like where the hell was she for his plus one at the holiday party?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about kids, but he definitely has a wife. He doesn't live with her anymore. This is all what I've heard from my friend, but he doesn't live with her anymore, but he just moved out Thanksgiving weekend and they haven't even filed for divorce or anything yet. So it's a very new situation and it makes me feel super uncomfortable.
Okay. Jeff, you still with us? You hearing this?
I apologize. I thought, you know, everything was going so well. I didn't want to ruin anything. I was going to talk to you and tell you about that stuff. I mean, it's in the past and we've been separated for a while. I thought you knew that.
I don't know how I would be aware of that. I mean, I would expect that even if it's like a casual night together or whatever, you would be upfront with me, especially if you want to like continue to go out. And I would argue that moving out over Thanksgiving weekend, that's not a while ago. That's super recent. I'm not about to get involved in this drama that's happening like right now.
I'm so sorry. I can understand how it has that perception. I mean, I've been separated with my wife for over a year. We've been living together because it's the only thing that we can afford. She's still on my health insurance, but we have separate rooms. You know, she's out dating, and I moved out. I knew I had to finally leave. And, you know, if I would have mentioned this to you on the first night, you wouldn't be paying attention to me.
You're right. If you had told me, this wouldn't have happened because you're married, and I would have never hooked up with you if I had known that. I don't want to get involved in anything like this. Just don't want to get involved in that kind of drama.
Well, there is no drama. I apologize if I wasn't abundantly clear about it or, you know, I just figured that it wasn't something that needed to be said. Everything was going so well. You know, I haven't dated in a long time, and I thought that this was a great opportunity to meet someone and just put all that in the past. And I didn't have to think about it or worry about it because that's where it is. It's in the past.
I give him credit for trying.
Yeah. I know. So he keeps putting it out there. Doesn't he?
Things in motion. No, is there a date when you're going to sign the paperwork for your divorce?
No, I think he has to file the paperwork first.
I was
going
to say, you have to
he?
File first.
Well, it's expensive. My wife wasn't working for years, you know, to have lawyers involved, so we decided to do it amicably. I mean, I'm just trying to do it the right way where, you know, I'm not just going to put her homeless. So I saved up money and moved out, and I'm trying to move on. We're amicable, but we're not together.
All right. Well, Jeff, we don't have the greatest connection with you, but Hannah, it sounds like you pretty much made up your mind. You're ruling out any potential for a second date. We're seeing Jeff again.
Yeah, that would be a no.
Well, Jeff, it's not like we didn't try, man. I appreciate you making the effort and coming on Second Date Update, but it doesn't sound like Hannah's interested.
Thank you.
Hey, you got it, man, and good luck to you in that situation.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Hannah, thank you for taking the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Second date update. Do you need a little help with your love life? Yeah. Call us, right? Sure. So we'd happily do a second date update call for you. Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
The Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.